Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the USDA recently secured approval for an additional 20 U.S. facilities to be eligible to export beef over to China. And Barry Carpenter, President and Chief Executive Officer of the North American Meat Institute, says this positive development reflects USDA's continuous work to increase U.S. beef market access to China 1 year after U.S. beef exports to the country resumed. But folks, that's the good news, because the bad news is some Chinese customers are already canceling U.S. beef product orders as the trade dispute between the U.S. and China continues to escalate. Now, keep in mind, U.S. beef exports to China and Hong Kong have actually increased some 23% in terms of volume and 51% in terms of value since last year, with good potential for further growth here in 2018. Carpenter says to avoid the adverse consequences that come from such disagreements in the area of trade, the North American Meat Institute urges China and the United States to continue to work diligently to resolve any differences and to do so as soon as possible. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.